you tell a brief version of the story of Picard when he wasn't he aiming to kill Bob?
Just because of, yeah, you have heard that.
Where did you? It's been so long, I've forgotten the details.
You have met him, no?
I never met Picard.
Well, the story is, this is another true story. Would you want to hear that?
Oh, yes.
Oh, yes. What will you pay me for it?
What you like? Before, but still you would like to hear again.
The thing is that, I don't know, people who may have seen, have you met him, Robin? Yeah. Are you? Yeah, no.
He went to
Puerto Rico. So years ago now, he is dead. He has died. He was a revolutionary. You know, at the time of the British regime, they wanted that Britishers should quit India and all that. There was an uprising in India and all that. So he was a revolutionary. And then they went underground to protect, not only to protect themselves, but to continue the fight and all that sort of thing. Very sturdy, a giant like a person, he was a huge person. So, at the time, Baba's name was carried from one mouth to another mouth, from year to another year and all that. Now in North India, he was in North India at the time. So, you know that Amrit is from there also. Amrit's father was also a revolutionary, very fiery person, yeah, he was there. So they had arms and everything with them. What happened was that he heard of a certain person by name Mehr Baba, and he is trying to, well, what is the English word for it, you see?
Trying to look at him.
Be submissive to the
colonial powers. Yeah, all this sort of thing, you see. And he is trying to lure away the youngsters, and they are not, they don't want to get married, and they want to live a pure life, and this life, and that life, and all that. He shouldn't be in the society at all, you see. And he had been hearing a great deal about Picard. So what happened is this, that Picard was hearing all these stories for quite a number of weeks, months and all that sort of thing. And he was a very fiery person, very hot-headed and all that. So he said that if ever I spot him, I'll shoot him on the spot. He shouldn't be living amongst us like that. He's trying to be setting a bad example, you see, to all these people, making them cowards instead of being fighters and all that sort of thing. All that, all things are there. So that was his motto, to spot him and shoot him on the spot. But I haven't seen him. So somebody says that he is coming here. Was it, where was it, I forget now. A huge gathering of millions of people gather at the river, you see, for bathing and all that sort of thing. So he says, you know, it is tradition that at such time, which occurs every 12 years, after every 12 years, that he should be there, because it is tradition that all avatars present themselves there, incognito, of course they are there. And we know, we have seen him, and we'll show you who he is. He is not an ordinary man of what you think, like a you talk in terms of militants and all that, but he is a very good gentleman and all that. So I would like to see him. I don't want to go near him, but from a distance I want to see him, to spot him properly. So that when I close quarters, I can do what I want to. Okay. So they made inquiries, and Baba had stayed at a certain place, and he would be at the gallery there. They made inquiries. He was a multi-storied building. There is a gallery there, and he would be there. So they are on the opposite side of the river now. And the building is on the other side of the river. So from an opposite bank of the river, they are all crowded over there to spot Mehr Baba and to show this man, this revolutionary. So there, they show him that there is that man who is standing there, you know, he's Mehr Baba. And what happened, we don't know. Something happened. But still, he was very, very adamant about it. Well, I have seen him now. Now we are about to leave for a new life in 1948 or something. And we, 49, we have gone in new life and all that. So the chances are all there that he has gone wandering now. So he is very sure. Now if he goes out wandering, it will be a nice thing for me to catch hold of him. So that's good. Let him wander. We'll see where he is. So they came to know that he will be at a place called Mahabaleshwar. There's Baba standing here on this picture here. Here. And he will be stepping from new life into old life for one day on 16th October. So he tells his cronies, who were Baba followers, he says, well, you showed me the other day, Mahesh Baba, from a distance, you see, but now I hear that you have been invited for that. Can I come there? He says, yes, you can come. You can come because, but try to be very peaceful about it. Don't create a ruckus like that. No, I just want to see him at close quarters now. Well, he is brought there. So they make sure that he doesn't carry any weapon or anything of the sort. He is brought there. Now what has happened is that there was a stable. It's a huge stable. A stable of, I don't know whether you all have heard the name of Aga Khan or not. I don't know whether you all have heard.
Yes.
Aga Khan, very famous person. So he had his palace there called Florence Hall, where in old life Baba would pay a visit there and be there during the summer vacation. But he had a huge stable also, very huge stable. He was fond of horses and all that. So stable without any horses, of course, now no more. That old Aga Khan had died and all that. It was known as Aga Khan's palace and Aga Khan's stable and all that. So we had housed ourselves there. We are for a new life, life of begging, helplessness, hopelessness. Baba wanted all his, those who wanted to see him to be there. Why did he want to have these people there? Because, to give you a little, I'm just sliding back in the story. What urged him to step into old life for one day from new life? There were quite a number of people who were given certain orders by Baba. And there were certain orders that had to be fulfilled also by Baba. Like, suppose a young man is there, a young son, like a Tommy now. His mother is after him getting married. He is young Tommy is Baba's lover, mother is Baba's lover, the family is Baba's lover. So what had happened was that mother would pester Baba so that Baba can give this boy some sort of, what you call, advice that he should get married and all that sort of thing. Baba said, just allow him for a couple of years and then I will tell him to get married. Likewise, such orders were there. So, and Baba had assured that mother that, well, I will see that I will be the one who will get him married. In the meantime, Baba left for new life. And the new life was such that he was not to return. So what is going to happen? So such episodes were there. So Baba said that I want to fulfill the promises that I have given to these people. So I want to be there for one day only, in fulfillment of the promises. So that's how it was held. So now coming to the story. So Baba, a certain time it was fixed that Baba should enter the stable there and give his audience to the people who are gathered there, who are lovers of Baba, naturally. In that, the Pukar was also there, sitting somewhere. On the ground, mind you. Stable is a stable after all. There was a little rickety chair was there at Baba. And there was no other outlet to it except a huge gate, much bigger than this gate that you see. So Baba said to, naturally when he entered, all stood up. Baba told them to sit down, because they were told not to bow down to him or anything, because he is a new life. No bowing down, no paying homage or anything. So they all sat down. Baba looked at me and says, have all of them come? I said, sure Baba, because the time is up now and they know the time, so they must have come. So then Baba signaled to somebody, shut the gate, lock the gate. So the person, one of the mandali, one of the companions in new life was ordered, go and close. So what happened is that he goes there, it's a long hall, a long stable, so he goes there to lock the gate, shut the gate, and put the latch on. But he sees one of the other very old companions, right from Upasthi Maharaj and all that, he's with Baba. So he had that, because he of his old age and all that, he had to go out to Sydney every now and again because of old age. So he had gone there, so he was returning. So he just waited for him to lock the gate. In the meantime, as he is waiting for him to come, three other persons who had heard, having seen so many people come from different parts of India, had seen the, where are you all going? He said, well, Mehr Baba is here. So they heard, the local people, the three of them heard, and they came for Baba's darshan. So they rushed inside, and then they stayed and bowed down to him, which was contrary to the new life order. So Baba immediately got up. He bent down and bowed down to them. They were embarrassed. So they bowed down to him again. Baba again bowed down, and I was there and I got up. I said, yeah, what are you doing? Stop that. Baba doesn't want you to bow down. Please don't do that. And that's how I had to be there, alert. So so Baba said, why did you come? Baba, for your darshan. He said, you had your darshan now. Baba embraced each one of them and said, I'll go. That's how they left. And now Baba is sitting there. And sitting, and he with his hand on his forehead, and he does like that. How often should I tell you that we are in new life, although we are stepped for one day in old life, but my old new life companions, I have been telling them that implicit obedience is one of the orders of new life. Why did you not lock the gate when I ordered you to lock the gate? This request would not have happened. So he gives the excuse, Baba, I saw Vistaji coming, you know, the old man, and it was coming inside. So what, even if God were to come, why should you disobey me? Baba says that. How should I bring home to you implicit obedience? How many times I told you? So I'm interpreting, naturally, all Baba goes on saying in silence. At the time he's using the board. So, and Pukar is, this stranger is noticing all this drama that is being played. What should I say? I don't know, how should I bring? You come here. He signals to somebody there, from there. You come here, give me a slap. From in the crowd, man, we call from a distance. You come. Give me a slap. So the person does. Is this obedience? Baba, since you have been very irritated, is this the way that you should give us? Is this called a slap or pat? He is dictating answer. I have to be like that, you see, speaking out loudly. You should slap me, I told you. You come here and slap me. So he just gives it. Let me tight. Yeah. Is this the slap there? You come and give me. There was one Pakistani who has died now. You come and give me a slap. Show them how to slap me. He gives such a thundery slap, Baba's head turn, and that's what I want you to know, how to obey me. Pin drop silence. What a tight slap that man is giving. So he bows down, he just goes and sits there. This man who was noticing all this drama stands up. What happened we don't know. This revolutionary. He was a commander also of the revolutionary forces. He goes, stands up there, and we don't know what he's doing. He takes his shirt off, takes his dhoti out, everything. even the loin cloth that was there, and stark naked, and he prostrates himself before Baba. He says, I am a commander myself, but I haven't seen somebody who can bring home to his followers as to how to obey the command. I prostrate before you. Command me what I should do. You want me to tell you something what you should do? First of all, dress yourself first. Yeah. Put all the dress there, so he dressed himself. Now, go from place to place and bring my name to the ears of people. So he is the one who really went out. Not only in this country, but also to the states and other places. That's the story. And this drama that we saw in that one day that he stepped into the old life, in new life,